I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Dom's Money Melody coming up. Steve Deese, who writes at The Blaze and the commentator there. Brilliant column. Talking about the most dangerous voters out there. When past and present betray a generation, expect that generation to reshape the future. The most dangerous voter isn't the angry liberal. It's the disaffected young man with no future, no forgiveness, and no patience left for the failure of institutions. And somehow or another, particularly through podcasting, etc., we've seen them now be a factor in the last election big time. Is a guy like Mondami, though, appealing? Well, in New York, maybe, because of people struggling. Do they move away from people like Trump, or do we continue to see the Republican Party be able to build there? Side question today. Cool character coming off Sean Connery Day. Good to see we're seeing more aid in Gaza, more attempt at that. Still a very difficult situation. Fox is on the ground there reporting on it. And Israel looks like they're going to poise to take over Gaza again. So we'll see how that plays out. We've been talking a lot today, though, about Elizabeth Warren yesterday in New York with Mondani, the commie running to be the mayor, and I think he will be. And then Warren, or prior to her all day being, she was on CNBC. And I'm not saying the guy on CNBC, look, he's a journalist, so he's staying in that role. He's not really going to get at her and pushing back in a manner that would really be sparking this. So you get to hear her arguments, and she's blatant now. In the past, she wouldn't say I don't think she'd say she's a socialist now, but she is. And she says this is where the Democrat Party is going. This guy's a major influence, and when he wins, as I believe he will, becomes the mayor of New York, that's going to be the signal to the Democrat Party, this is the way to go. Let's hope they believe that. And some of them seem to be convincing themselves of this. Not people like Schumer and Jeffries. They haven't endorsed. Some people like that still will not. But this guy is going to be a force that I'm counting on. And it will play for a while in New York. She even endorses government-run grocery stores. What could go wrong? So listen to this back and forth with Warren and one of the hosts on, I think, the Squawk Box on CNBC's morning show. Here's how it sounded.
You mentioned Mamdani, and you are in New York sort of speaking in behalf of him to a certain extent. You know, I wonder, though, often we see this, and this is a local election. New York does not operate in a vacuum. It competes with other cities. And so this idea of somehow raising taxes on the wealthiest New Yorkers, who, by the way, I would point out, pay roughly 15% of their income right now between city and state, raising taxes on them will simply drive them away. Shouldn't the focus of a mayor be on delivering services to the constituents of the city and doing that by raising the most revenue as possible without chasing businesses and the high-income taxpayers out of the city? Because they can go to Austin, they can go to Dallas, they can go to Atlanta, they can go to Nashville. This is your issue. It's a national issue, not a local issue.
The issue is affordability. Do you know how many working families are chased out of New York City every day because they can't afford housing, they can't afford groceries, they can't afford child care? What Zohran is saying is, I want people to be able to afford to live in New York City. That's what keeps it a vibrant city. That's what makes people want to live
Nobody
here.
Nobody disagrees with that, Senator, but raising taxes in order to do it?
Oh,
why is that
goodness.
The answer?
Oh, dear. Are you worried that billionaires are going to go hungry?
No, I'm worried that they're going to leave and spend their money elsewhere.
You know, they've threatened to do that over and over and over.
And they have. They've left.
But here's the thing.
And Goldman Sachs, when they create new jobs, they do it in Dallas. And Blackstone won't build a new headquarters.
You want to have a workable city. You want to have a city that's vibrant. You want to have a city where the streets are full, where there are things for sale 24 hours a day. Then you need people who can live here and work here.
Well, we got that right now, by the way. I would point out New York is thriving. So right now it's doing pretty well, actually.
I'm glad you think they're doing well, because a lot of people are struggling to pay for housing. A lot of people are struggling to pay for groceries. And I got to tell you, mamas and daddies who are facing $25,000 a year to pay for child care.
Those are national issues. I mean, I know they are the local state, but you can't. Yes, but if you deal with them in that way, by what is always your backup, just tax them more, they will leave.
All right. Now, that summarizes it there. He's making a good point, but I'm not sure that that point is exactly true. Jersey plays on this. We've talked about this before. In the governor's race, both of them, or at least Mikey Sherrill, affordability. Well, who caused this? They caused it. They always cause it with these policies. But the smarter ones, I'm not sure I'm including Warren in this, she's making the point, yeah, well, then leave. And they're calculating that a critical mass of people will not leave New York City, will not leave Jersey, will not leave some of these blue entities. Why? Because they have history there. They like New York. They're connected to it. Jersey maybe is a better example where we are. Yes, and I know every year, Jersey, you see the move-out rate, etc. But a lot of people complain about it. We talked to Dawn Fantasia about it, but they don't move. Now, is there something they could do that would be so draconian that people would have, they just couldn't put up with it anymore? Or are these billionaires and millionaires, or Molly, $10 million, are they willing for the vibe of New York City, which I wouldn't go, and I've lived in Philadelphia my whole life, but New York, it's just too much. It's just overwhelming. It's okay to visit, but it's annoying at every step of the way. Too much. Would they leave? And she's saying, no, they're not going to leave. Now, if Mamdani puts in what he has on paper and what he said his whole career, by the way, several people mentioning on Twitter and True, you have someone who says he's African-American, Mamdani, yeah. And you have someone who says she's a Native American. They're together. Remember when she took the DNA test and was only 1% or under 1%? And several people said, well, I have more than she has. And yet she still continued on. She called the bluff. It backfired and she still ran for president on it. But here's the central point. Is their calculation right? Now, they can't be too blatant about it. They can't say it in the way that I'm saying it here. Will they leave? They threaten all the time. She didn't go quite as far as I do, because the psyche is, let's take Jersey. We know that better in New York City. Why don't more people leave? And Dawn, is somebody who's a conservative, Dawn Fantasia, who's on. But she's got roots there, multi-generational, the family, everything's there. They're not going to drive me out. I understand that completely. What would they have to do? And they keep pushing it. There could be a breaking point at some point, but I don't know that we've seen it. This guy could do it over a period of a couple of years where you would have to. You just couldn't put up with how confiscatory this would be. And again, why are people egging this on? Why is it hot? Because they think it's something new. Trump was hot in the last election. He's a disruptor. This is very disruptive. These people are saying they want to live in New York City, a certain lifestyle. They're college educated, maybe fancy universities or whatever. And they can stay in New York City, but they have to really scale down how they live. You know, I don't know. The rental of apartment in New York, it's just ungodly. So what do you want? You want someone to come along and say, take it from the billionaires, but dress it up. Call it affordability. Saying you're just trying to make it decent, just trying to make it affordable. Are they right to think they can do that? And there will not be a mass exodus from New York. I mean, there's an exodus, but I'm talking about something devastating. Same thing with Jersey. Can you continue to do what Jersey's done for the last 30 years, 25 years, incrementally, time after time? Is there a breaking point where people would say, no, I'm not going to live in Jersey anymore. I'm going to live in a red state. I'm going to live in a place without the property taxes that we see. Or in a Philadelphia. There's some allure there. There's some grab there that makes that difficult. And I think, what's the name, Warren in that argument. Of course, they're going to say, oh, are the billionaires going to be hungry? It's always with the billionaires. How many billionaires do we actually have in a place like New York? Not as many as you think. People worth $10 million? Yeah. So what is it these people want done? Because what's going on with Mondami is the type of thing Democrats are going to be looking at. At least he's standing up. At least he's saying something back with Trump as a policy. What is it that they want? They want to go through the same old tired solution. He's only 30-something. This is a new wrapper to put it in. It's Bernie Sanders. It's the same thing. Why is it appealing? Because they're miserable. They want something that you can't get in New York. I don't know how much you'd have to make in New York to live reasonably. Probably $200,000 to be able to live reasonably well. And even then, with apartment rental and all that type of stuff, and actually living in Manhattan or something like that, it's just enormous. It's ridiculous. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. But at least we're seeing this play out with Warren there and the guy on CNBC. What the great debate is, can you continue to do this, continue to try to punish people? And in places like Jersey, there are enough, at least upper middle class people who seemingly don't be mind being taxed that much. They're very liberal. They're okay with it. You have people that want something and Democrats are telling them we're going to give it to you. You put those two things together, and that's why this continues. How do you disrupt this? Well, Trump did, and some of that is a unique thing about him that we might not see on the Republican side. He was able to break that, win different groups, working class groups, win the popular vote, win all seven swing states. I don't see anybody out there that can replicate that except Trump in a unique way. And it's almost unexplainable what the secret sauce is there. All right, let's go to Dwayne in Valley Forge. Dwayne, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dwayne, afternoon.
Hi, Dom. So Dom, did Sean Connery and Arlen Specter go to the same vocal coach?
Yeah. I heard a rumor. Yeah, that's true, that. Except Sean had a little bit more of an Irish accent, but the same lockjaw there. Yeah, that's what you have to do. Yeah.
Or maybe they met at a ballet class. I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So Governor Abbott, oh man, I know you've been singing his praises, but I think he's presidential material. I mean, he'd be the first president that would let us see him roll in public in a wheelchair. I love the guy.
Well, what he did was the moral thing and the politically right thing, sending people to the big cities that Texas had to face. And what he's doing in the redistricting is exactly on point. You're right. He doesn't do a lot of media, Dwayne. I'm not sure why. I've been told it's even difficult to get him on Fox. We've tried multiple times.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's a very tough get. You know, he just doesn't do it. And that's something that I don't think his name recognition is that high because of it.
Well, like Grant, he fights, you know, we need him. And they keep trying to californicate my state. I was born in Fort Worth, and it makes me angry.
Sure. All right, Dwayne, who's your cool person today? Who's your cool character?
Okay, well, one time years back, I was watching this TV show, and they were pouring acid on this guy in a bathtub. I said, that's disgusting. I'm not watching that. But I got this friend, a dear friend, named Dom Giordano, and he was raving about Breaking Bad and saying, you know, it's fantastic. So I said, all right, I'll give it a shot. I watched it again, and by the way, my 91-year-old mother in Dallas, Texas loves it too. But so I watched it again, and there was a character in Breaking Bad, and he was carried over into Better Call Saul. And, he was kind of a lovable guy. He played with his granddaughter, you know. But if you needed to get rid of a body in the middle of the night, or if you needed someone to put a bullet between somebody's eyes from a mile away, Mike was your guy to call.
Mike Ehrmantraut. Yeah, I don't know if he's cool. I guess he's cool in his own way. He certainly had a certain style.
He's definitely
style.
Calm
he's
and
calm.
Cool.
Oh, he's
calm. He's cool in that
collected.
Sense where it's like in the most dire scenario, he's just got the straight face
He's authentic.
On.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could say like he would be your average person who's watched the show. Like, I don't think they would say, oh, yeah, Mike's definitely my favorite character of the show.
I think a number of people did like him. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Favorite character, though?
Yeah. Well, right. That's long list, right. But I don't know if they would say he's cool. That's why they like him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Phone line, sir. 855-839-1210. More of your calls up, and particularly people in Jersey. But what would it take for you to pick up and move out of Jersey? And we get calls of people saying they're doing, but the numbers are not there. And that's a calculus. That's what Warren is exposing, saying we've heard this before from all these people. Are they really going to leave New York? Now, New York will suffer with all the nonsense this guy will do. There is no doubt. But it's like Philadelphia. It's the same thing. There's so much good that is there by position, by history, that they can only ruin it so much. They can't make it into a completely, look at San Francisco. People rave all the time, the poop patrol and everything else. And yet they still flock to San Francisco. I'm starting to see, by the way, where I go, an increasing number of places. Is it one of the tells is of urban nonsense, Philadelphia, shoplifting. I go to a CVS in Flower Town. I'm trying to think if I go to any that are farther out. How many miles away from the city, if you go in the suburbs to a Rite Aid or CVS or whatever, how many items do they lock up? That can give you an idea. You can blindfold someone, drive me in there. I'll take a look around. Yeah, I see. And it's strange stuff. I had to buy a shaver. The shavers that were like $60 to $80 were not locked up. But all these smaller trimmers and stuff like that that must be popular were locked up. So people won't take a shaver, but they'll take the razor blades or a trimming type of thing.
So what are you saying is unlocked? What's a shaver in your eyes? I'm not
a Braun, a Remington, a shaver, electric shaver.
Electric shaver. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they weren't locked up, but these others are. So I observe these and think, okay, why? What's the decision here? And Flower Town's a nice middle-class community. It's above Chestnut Hill, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sense anything going on there. Why are they locking more stuff up? And you can almost see it with each visit as the months go by, more and more stuff is locked up. And it's one of the biggest inconveniences. These are giant stores that are supposed to be convenient. And I'm looking when I go over to the shaver thinking, ugh, am I going to ask somebody to get the key in here? I don't think I want it. And thank God it was smaller, different trimmers and razor blades, Harry's and stuff like that, but not the shaver. All right. It is time, though, for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is right. Today, we're playing for a pair of tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon plus Dan Felder at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on August 8th, right around the corner, 2025. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, Dom. So let's see how this one goes today. Okay. Side question. We are asking for that all-time cool person, cool character.
Right.
One of my answers to start the show was none other than actor Adam Sandler. And in one of Adam Sandler's movies, he plays a character who makes something not cool very cool. Do you have any idea what I'm referring to, either of you?
No.
No, of course. Okay. Well, I'm talking about peeing your pants. He made peeing your pants a very cool thing in this movie. So much so that a very elderly character, when confronted with this topic, said, "If peeing your pants is cool, then consider me blank." Okay. I'm not going to finish that line because the person she said she's as cool as is the answer to today's Money Melody. Okay. So right. I'm going to play the music from this very, very cool person. I want to know who this cool person is. Let's take a listen. How many people in this listening audience are going to find jazz cool? That is the question, but this jazz musician...
all the time, yes.
Yeah, this jazz musician is the coolest. So I want to know who you're hearing right now.
All right, hit us with that. 855-839-1210. Man, this is like Dan circumlocution. Wow, I'm trying to think of how I got to this point. I need the Cliff Notes version.
I barely know how I got to this
point. That's true. Wow. You're as cool as, and it's jazz, and it's... All right, if you get it, though, you got a great prize at 855-839-1210.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right. Let's hear the clue. And Henry, what are we looking for again here?
We want the artist you're hearing play some nice, smooth, cool jazz.
All right. All right, let's go to Kevin in Bucks, capital of jazz. Hey, Kevin, who's playing?
Hello. Hello, how are you? I'm a musician. That is Smooth Miles Davis.
All righty, Kevin, enjoy. And it's in Bucks County. It makes it very nice. That is very good. You'll want a pair of tickets to see Styx. Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon Plus. Don Felder at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. August 8, 2025. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com. Nicely played, Kevin.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
Yeah, well, some backstory on that. Yeah, my answer to today's side question, at least one of them, was Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler starred in the 1995 comedy Billy Madison in a scene where one of his classmates urinates himself, and in order to save that classmate some embarrassment, pretends to urinate himself, you know, to join him in solidarity, in which... The old lady nearby happens to say,
"If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis."
Wow, what a reference. That's a kind of an obscure reference there. I think he is cool, but I mean, it's not the first one that would come to mind.
Well, then, another thing on top of it, one of Miles Davis' most successful albums, Birth of the Cool.
Ah, okay.
There you go.
All right. So certainly somebody, if not the front, like Sean Connery, but is cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're looking for that. Got some great ones on Twitter. I don't know if we've gotten the winner yet, so still time to get in with that at 855-839-1210. And again, I salute the New Britain Police. I haven't seen anybody else put out a statement. Someone sent it to me on Monday. They said they're going to be chatting up truck drivers. New Britain Township, because of this directive on August 25th from President Trump, that you have to be able to read and speak English to drive a big rig in America. Makes sense, right? But I have not seen enforcement of this yet to know what people are doing. I just saw it here that they sent out this directive that they're going to be on it. And I'd love to hear from them. We'll try to get them on to lay out why they sent that out and why this is something they're going to be really looking at. I'm not sure if there's a truck inspection or whatever there, but it makes sense to me. You're starting to see more and more people. Well, YouTube.com, I'm not sure if there's any sound in this. It might be in Spanish. Henry, what is the, do we have that? Maybe, here's cut 21. I can explain it. We may only play 30 seconds of it. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. The video on YouTube, you can follow. It's a scene, and you can bring it up. A scene on a Spanish beach on Sunday. Packed beach. This looks more packed than Wildwood, even. Granada, something like that. And suddenly, this boat shows up. And a bunch of guys, like a speedboat, jump off, like maybe 10 to 12 or so, are racing to get to Spain coming from Morocco. In other words, illegal immigrants. And what you see on the beach is people first startled, and then they're tackling these guys. At least one guy, I mean, the one guy stood there in the sand frozen as a guy fakes him a little bit and goes around him. But then one got held by a guy, had his knee on him after he got him down, and people showed up and they're gathered around him until a cop comes. And I'm just picturing a boat, speedboat, showing up on the beach of North Wildwood. And like 12 guys coming here from Mexico or Cuba or something, what would people do? Would they be tackling them? Apparently in Spain, they're saying no. You're not just going to come through. I mean, literally, bunches of people are chasing after them.
Yeah, if you're watching YouTube right now, you see like eight, like one guy kneeling on one of those guys and then just eight other people surrounding them.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised. I thought most beachgoers would say, hey, they're not bothering me. Let them run for the hills. But the craziness of the boat coming very close
yeah, that,
to the shore.
Yeah, that, the well, there you go. They are bothering you. They drive the boat up on the shore.
On the shore.
You're running through my beach camp here. All right, get this guy out of here.
Yeah, packed beach camp. Eagles are going to draft the one guy to tackle this guy. That's just my add-on. All right, Steve Deese is a great writer, talk show host. He's got a piece up. Who are at the Blaze? Who are the most dangerous voters out there? Young men who are the target. Are they going to go with Mondami, or is Trump disrupting enough? He's next here on Talk Radio 1210.
All right. At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hey, welcome in, Dom Giordano's show here on Talk Radio 1210. Steve Deese is a best-selling, four-times best-selling author and the host of the Steve Deese Show, I believe on The Blaze. Wrote a piece at The Blaze recently about the most dangerous voter isn't the angry liberal, it's the disaffected young man with no future, no forgiveness, and no patience left for institutional failure. Trump elected? Disrupt that. Let's go to Steve here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, good to talk with you again. Thanks for a great look at this. What is Trump scoring right now, 6 months in, would you say, with young men?
Well, if you look at the history of young men, they were a reliable voting bloc, except for the Clinton era, throughout the Reagan and Bush years. And then Obama flipped them. With an inspirational message. And, of course, then they realized that it was pretty much a crock. In this last election, Trump got a virtual tie with young men. That's the best he has done in his three presidential runs. I think you can directly correlate that to Andrew Schultz, Theo Vaughn, Joe Rogan, the kinds of shows that young men go to now for news and commentary because they view those shows as paradigm disrupting. And I think that, you know, polls showing Trump's loss, like 40-point swings of young men, are beyond ridiculous. But I do think that there has been some concern over a hesitancy. They don't want calculations about the Epstein files. They want names, okay? They're tired. You know, I look at my own son. My son is getting ready to move out of my house. He just graduated from high school. He's like, Dad, wait a minute. I got to make 30 to 35 grand a year to live in a nice apartment that's not a slum. in Des Moines, Iowa? What do people in New York, Philadelphia, Chicago do? Okay. And the young men that would think of voting for us, they see this as kind of all encompassing. They see the same worldview that has made it impossible for them to be guaranteed to inherit the American dream economically as the same worldview that is injecting the rot gut into their culture. And so they really want to see the levers of power used by this White House to disrupt that, to prosecute people, to hold them accountable. And if we don't, we're not going to lose those young men, I think, to Democrats. We're going to lose them to something even worse. I think it's despair. And where all that young testosterone and energy goes, if it's not constructively channeled into the political process, I am concerned about that very much.
Steve, these are not the same young people, or are they, that we see in New York? Would Mondami have any appeal to them as a disruptor? He's a disruptor, you know, in the other side of this. Does he have appeal?
No. I think that that's a worldview chasm where people just affirmatively believe that communism is an aspirational philosophy because apparently they haven't studied history past 15 minutes ago. The young men I'm talking about are the kind of young men they may, you know, the term we would use today is based, and they may or may not be, you know, conservatives who believe in the founding documents and the laws of nature and nature's God or even know what those things are, but they are completely opposed to what I like to call the spirit of the age. They're not big into the matriarchy. They're not big into being told that they should be ashamed of their masculinity. And so, they are dissidents in the culture writ large, and they tend to favor us. And this group is growing. This group of young men is growing a lot, and they tend to favor us because our beliefs challenge many of the same things that want to stifle them. But because they're not necessarily loyal Republicans or from, you know, loyal longtime conservative households, the kinds of political slogans and paradigms like lesser of two evils or any Republican is better than any Democrat and the kinds of things we've told ourselves for decades, that's just white noise to them, and they're not going to buy into it at all. Either you deliver for them or they're out. Their right. Patience is very their chain is very small.
Steve, go back to, I'm not sure if we differ. I trust your judgment on this, though. But Epstein, is that big of a deal breaker for them that they want to stop all this teasing, et cetera, and just give us names?
I think it's I don't think it's a singular issue. I think it's a combination of them. It's hey, great. Hey, I've popped on my phone. My social media feed is full of Steve Dace's and every national outlet telling me that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton planted the Russian collusion hoax. That's great. When do the arrests start? Otherwise, don't leave me alone. Right? They don't want just talking points. They've heard all that. They've grown up in an environment where they're on Snapchat all the time. Their opinions and stuff are exposed all the time. They're not impressed for that. They want to see accountability in the system. They want a Federal Reserve that will not cut inflation or will not cut interest rates. They want to see that punished so they can't afford to now go finance a car with their graduation money at 8% or 7%. They want to see – so Epstein is part of an overall rubric of no one's ever held accountable here, but yet I am. And so I'm accountable for the mistakes that were made 300 years before I was born because I'm a white male. I'm accountable for stuff that I never – I've got to pay for my grandparents' retirement when they tell me I can't get any relief from my student loans. So what they see is I'm accountable, but nobody else is.
Right.
And they're very tired of that message.
And again, no accounting for taste, Steve, and I get that. And you've raised the point here of how they've been seen as toxic, all the stuff that we see against males. But these bro guys that Trump did a tour with, that's fine to get over the finish line. But these guys, many of them are trash to me. Do you see anything in the spectacle of this lineup of guys that he successfully went on with and reached a male audience?
Yes and no. I think, you know, I didn't know who Andrew Schultz even was until Trump went on the show.
Right.
I'd never heard the name in my life. Okay? So they're all kind of, and I like the bro guys that you use. They're all that genre, but they're not all the same. To me, I think Rogan views himself, whether we agree with that at every given moment, views himself as a serious truth seeker. Okay? And so I think there's depth to just say somebody like Rogan that maybe that doesn't exist to the to this other group, you know. And so, but they all represent the same thing to these young men: people that are questioning narratives, that are not feeding them a party line, that are asking tough questions across the board, that are not immediately trying to, you know, impose a narrative on them. And I think what the reason why they loved Trump this last time is, one, by him going on these shows, he showed himself to be way more human and relatable than what the mainstream media was selling him on. But number two, I think they really believe, hey, this guy got shot by the system. This guy, they tried to put this guy in prison. They tried to bankrupt him. He might be the one figure within the conventional system that might actually, because of what they tried to do to him and his family, be willing to turn things over when maybe other kinds of Republicans that you brought to us were too milquetoast to do that. And so I think they have a great expectation that he will deliver on these things.
I think that's all spot on. Steve, where do we find you? Where do we find your work, The Blaze, et cetera, Twitter? Where do we find you?
Easiest thing is actually just to go to X, because everything gets consolidated there, all my Blaze stuff and everywhere else. So at Steve Dace Show on X, at Steve Dace Show on X.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for popping in today. Anytime.
You got it, brother. Same to you. Thank you. God bless.
Steve Dace here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210, the most dangerous voter out there. You know, the Russiagate stuff, we talked about this at the beginning of the show. Now before a grand jury, it appears a grand jury in Florida. That's all good. In Washington, I would have said, it's just noise, not going to work. They're not going to indict anybody. But in Florida, yeah. So delivering on these things. And the Epstein thing still is out there playing around. Not a fan of Maxwell going to a camp that's not really a prison from a federal prison. That's ridiculous. So we'll see. Pam Bondi, though, doing the right thing, moving forward now on Brennan, Clapper and all. That's what it appears to be. Hillary, unclear. Obama, I don't think so. But at least before a grand jury in a place like Florida. And it's not just young men. It's everybody that I think on the conservative side wanting to know, when is someone going to be held accountable? All right. We have the lightning round. 855-839-1210. Some great ones today. Some unusual ones. All time cool, because it's yesterday or today was Sean Connery Day. And it occurred to me, you don't get cooler than James Bond or Sean Connery. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right. State Department, the new visa policy is going to address overstays. And I'm not sure with all that Biden allowed with the border, you know, often you hear, well, a lot of these people in the country illegally are visa overstays. I think that's a ploy to try to get at what was happening at the border, to get away from that. But this is another area where they're launching this visa bond program to deter visa overstays. And that is, I guess, having to put up something that you only get back when you leave. Henry, do you see anything on that? Let me know here. The Nationals required to post a bond up to $15,000. To get the visa. And if you overstay, if you don't leave, you don't get the $15,000 back. I think that's what it means. Wow. This is good news, because that's, you know, let's overstay for 5 years. But does it matter? Let's go to Chef Dave in Oakland on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chef Dave, what do you have?
Hey, Dom, I got Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, his charisma and his confidence, I'm the greatest. You know, he was humble and fierce. You know, he was an activist because, you know, he got suspended for 4 years for not getting drafted. And he could walk down the streets in Manhattan, you know, 3 years into it, and people would still crowd around him.
He was the most famous person in the world at one point, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the
easily.
World. Easily. Thank you, Chef Dave. That's a good one. Just reading this, up to 560,000 people overstaying. I see one blurb on Fox in 2023 visas. And we're talking about overstays that are extensive. So the incentive is, if you want to get, as I understand what they're doing here, if you want to get that money back, then you have to precisely comply. If not, you lose the money. Is $15,000 enough to get people to leave when they're supposed to? Or are the incentives to still stay here more? Henry, do you have any more?
Pretty much hitting it right on the head. You have to use the visa within 30 days of it being issued, and then you can only stay as long as it's issued for.
Issued for, and I guess you get your $15,000 back at that point.
It's a security deposit, essentially.
Also, up front, though, what this does.
Yes.
It's not just at the late. Yeah, it's the up front. And that's where they're going to be attacked. Whoa, wait a minute. Why do I have to pay $15,000? Don't come here then. You know, this is like, that's fairly steep to come here on a visa. Then we're going to hear, well, there'll be a brain drain if we don't get these people to come here. They can't afford $15,000. Wow. We'll be on that tomorrow. Carol in Jenkintown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Carol, what's yours today?
Hey, Dom. For the question?
Yes.
Is Vinny Barbarino.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Travolta. John Travolta, and we talked about that. It was Staying Alive and all that, Saturday Night Fever. One of the coolest characters that went off the cool trail there pretty rapidly.
Why was he cool? I want to know why he was cool. I don't know these people. A lot of people today, they're just saying them, and I'm like, I don't know these people.
I'm a ladies' man, the way I use my dance, the whole thing. Oh. Yeah, I mean, he really could dance the hair, the look. Keith and Bluebell. All right, Keith, who's yours?
Oh, I got two, but they're a team.
Okay.
I have John Steed and Emma Peel, better known as Patrick McNee and Emily, Diana Riggs.
Yes.
Especially Diana Riggs.
Yeah, well, John Steed, too, he was understated. I mean, the sexual romantic tension there, unbelievable. Yeah, that is a good one.
Oh, yeah, And until Emma Peel came around, you know, guys my age, real kids, we always had the hots for blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls. Then she came along, and that was the best thing for brunettes as far as I was concerned.
Yes.
Everybody had a crush on her.
You know what, Henry? Possible side tomorrow. This, because I am not a blonde guy, I'm just saying up front, blondes that I want to offend, bottled or otherwise, all-time brunette.
Oh, okay.
Or is that getting, we may have to take that up here. Does that get crazy sexually? We'll start to hear that.
We'll
see.
He did
it in a subtle manner. Nothing against blondes, just saying, but, you know, this is a anti-Sweeney. Could some brunette do this act? Or is it contingent?
About them redheads.
No redheads.
No?
We've done all-time redheads.
Okay.
Yeah. People have to read. They come up with some pretty random ones. Yeah, Diana Rigg would be a great example. I don't know, contemporary. Or does it have to be a blonde? Blonde and blue-eyed. We're back to the jeans again.
It's a million-dollar question right now.
Yeah, exactly. Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, who's yours?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, this guy was so cool that if he went through one of them bonsai pipelines in Hawaii, his hair would have stayed the same. And that was the Book and Dano guy from the original Hawaii 5-0, Steve McGarry.
Yeah, the great wig, wouldn't you say? All-time wig.
Yeah. You know, Dom, he was also a war hero, too, I think in the Korean conflict. So, that made him double cool.
Book of Dano with the waves and the dancers and all that. That was a cool show. Kathy in South Jersey. All right, Kathy, how about yours?
Hi, Dom. So this guy is the epitome of cool, and it's hard to tell the difference between him and his roles. We're talking Jack Nicholson, okay? He's been in movies for decades, mm-hmm. from the 60s to the 2000s. Do you remember the movie A Few Good Men?
Of course. I'm rooting
remember
for Jack Nicholson against Cruise in that. I'm rooting for him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you can't handle the truth. So that's one of my husband's favorite lines from movies, and Jack is still going at it.
Thank you. Thanks, Kathy. A little bit out of time, but that's not the line. I won't say the profanity, but when he says about the code red, that's the line to me. You can't handle the truth, I know, is the takeaway, but the code red when he gets him to say it. Oh, that's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't want to say it either.
Yeah, right. Let's go to Andrew, who's yours?
When I got the call, I didn't even think of it myself, but the Hawaii 5-0, the Steve McGarrett.
Yes.
The old show was really, really good. I watched reruns, and then the new show was pretty good, too. So that's right. Definitely my take.
Yep, book him, Andrew. Okay, Henry?
This is a tough one today. I don't really know a lot of these answers. That's the problem.
Okay.
Henry was like, "What Avengers is he talking about?"
Yeah, that's
there was another call where I was like, "I don't know what we're talking about."
Mid-60s show, Diana Rigg. If you Google Diana Rigg.
I know Diana Rigg. Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah. But like,
Break down brunettes.
Yeah. Pick Derek Jeter.
No, I'm never going to do that. Let's, you know what? Let's do David and Lexington's answer of James Crockett, Hawaii 5-0. Very cool look. Very cool person.
Okay. Any other contenders?
Brad Pitt?
No.
Tom Cruise?
Oh, I can go with Don Johnson in Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
It was a whole genre, a whole thing, and it was cool, and so without a doubt. All right, we'll put that down. Tomorrow, Henry, quickly, who's the guests lined up so far?
Oh, man. We have, let me get it in front of me. I don't have it in front of me. Oh, man.
I should have it at tip my tongue. All right, we got somebody great. I know that. And Richie always in the bullpen, ready to fire away. All that next for 4 big hours. Follow me on Twitter. Twitter. Thank you, Miles Davis, is the epitome of cool today. At Dom Show 1210. At Dom Show 1210. See you tomorrow here, noon until 3. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.